This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The size of the battle doesn't have anything to do with our God. God is big. He is bigger than any giant. He is bigger than any problem. He is bigger than any circumstance. He is big. We're not talking about a little God. Some of y'all's gods is too small. That's the problem right there. You think your God can't do anything. You think you got to help God along. You think that it's about, you know, your part and then God doing his part. No, God is big. He doesn't need you. If you think that you can't overcome, if you think you can't win, you think you can't come out of that thing, your God is too small.
Reunite and ignite with your World Changers family at Grace Life Conference 2024. Join us at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, July 11th through the 13th for a three-day celebration packed with surprises with guest speakers Gregory Dickow, Andrea Creighton, Inky Johnson, Bishop Clarence McClendon, and Michael Smith. Prepare to receive life-changing revelation. Don't miss soul-stirring worship with Hezekiah Walker and Brian Courtney Wilson. Text Grace Life one word to 51555 and get ready for the reunion.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
You know, we've been living in what the Bible calls one of the most dangerous times and the difficult times. And so that's what we want to understand, is that believers have a walk before them, a walk that's victorious, but isn't always going to be easy. And so, you know, we can do these things. We can have what the Bible says we can have. We can do what the Bible says we can do. And we can be all that He wants us to be. And so I want to start off with this joke. And there was one afternoon where a guy and his wife walked into a pet store to purchase some goldfish food. The man, seeing a beautiful green parrot, walked over to the bird to admire its fine feathers. The bird said, "Hey, man, your wife sure is ugly." The man was furious and complained to the owner. He went to the owner of the store and he says, "Do you know what your bird just said to me?" The owner went over to the parrot, took it out of the cage, slapped it around, said, "You better not talk to my customers like that. This is your last chance. You did this before. Next time, I'm going to get rid of you and take you back to the shelter." He then put the bird back in the cage. The man and his wife walked past the bird on their way out of the store. The parrot looked back at him and said, "You know." So this morning, you know, it's got some difficult times ahead. We see just, you know, the rifts of all the things that are taking place, inflation and increase of interest rates and going down, just all kinds of things. So, you know, but we win in spite of all that's going on because we know what we have. Amen? So we're going to look at the New Living Translation quite a bit this morning. You know, Pastor's been hanging around in that translation, so I figured I'd give it a try and found some good nuggets that I believe will help us today. So the body of Christ should begin to prepare for great trials and testing that lies ahead, so that we will not be caught or taken in a trap when things begin to occur. So I want to begin with this statement this morning. I want you to take really good notes here on this point. Battles are real to life, but much more real is your triumph and your victory in them. Battles are real. We don't make light of that. Look at what he says over in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 12 in the NLT. I would be unjust and a liar and a hypocrite if I got up here and said that there are no battles in life. Life is full of opportunities, obstacles, and challenges. If we live long enough, then we'll understand these things. And so he says here in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9, he says, people can never predict when hard times might come. People can never predict when situations, I never would have known the things that have happened, a pandemic and losing loved ones, such an accelerated rate, all the things that happen. People can never predict. No one ever expected that to happen. When hard times might come, he says, like fish in a net or birds in a trap, people are caught by sudden tragedy. Caught by sudden tragedy. So battles, somebody say battles. Battles and obstacles are real to life. And some of you, I'm not telling you anything new. But just so that we understand that as believers, this is a part of our Christian life. And not to say that we are bad Christians or we're doing something wrong when we experience battles and obstacles in our life. No, that is a part, as we just saw here in the scripture, that hard times will come. And so we can look at what it says here in John chapter 16, verse 33. Turn there in the Amplified. I want to just walk us through some of the scriptures that remind us of who we are, and we can understand that this morning, as we're talking about faith under pressure, that there's going to be some pressurous times, some difficult times. But we find comfort in what the scripture says here in the Amplified of John chapter 16, right here in the 33rd verse. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world, you have tribulation and distress and suffering. But look at what he says. But be courageous. Be confident. Be undaunted. Be filled with joy. And you know why he says that? Right here, because it says, I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. So he has already accomplished everything that we are dealing with in this life. He says, my conquest is accomplished. He's already run to the end of the race. He's already seen the end of this thing. It's just like the book of Revelations, where we have to look over there and understand that we win. The conquest is accomplished. It's already ours available. The triumph, the victory. We have to begin to see the end of the thing, not to get caught up in the midst of the challenge, right in the midst of the present moment, but to understand that there is an end, that this too shall pass, and this thing will come to pass in our life because it's already been accomplished. And so we don't just, you know, pitch a tent and stay right there and camp right in the middle of the circumstance. But we understand that it has been accomplished. And he says, my victory abiding. So he says, be of good cheer, be courageous, because his victory is abiding. So battles and obstacles are real to life, but much more real than the battle that's real is your victory. Much more real is your triumph. Much more real is the conquest. Those things are real. We don't make light of the fact and ask that you go around and act like things don't exist and ignore situations in our life. No, we don't try to minimize or say that these things aren't real, but we declare that much more real is our victory. You may be in pain this morning, but much more real is your healing. You may be in a difficult situation. Much more real is the restoration and the wholeness and the deliverance. Much more real, because the battles are temporary. Those are the things that we have to go through to get to the other side. Those are the things that we have to overcome and be willing to stand, and having done all to stand there for. And understanding that we have what it takes to go through this thing. You know why? Because we have Jesus on the inside of us. There's that supernatural strength. I was looking at the scripture last night. It just blessed me. It talked about how, I think it was Elijah, how he overran the chariot. God gave him supernatural speed. God will give you supernatural strength in the midst of tests and tribulations. I'm telling you, whatever it is you're dealing with today, there's a supernatural strength that will outlast your natural strength. God got on Elijah to the point that he ran faster than the horses. And, you know, that has to be the power of God. Because for a man, a human being, to be able to outrun an animal that could go twice as fast as a man, but you know what? That grace, that ability began to get over his life, and as a result, he just began to experience the supernatural. You think that someone were crazy if you saw an individual just outrunning a car to the red light. You think, what in the world? But that's what this is. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about how God will cause us to supernaturally be able to not put up with, but I'm telling you, to come out on the other side with not even a smell of smoke. You don't look like you've been drugged through and, you know, come out the ringer, but I'm talking about like Daniel did in the lion's den, but he came out, glory be to God. And the power was all over him. The glory was all over him. The goodness was all over him. He just had to begin to testify that this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes. That's how God will begin to get the glory. Well, we're confident that in this world, we're going to have some battles in life, but much more real than the battles are our victory, because our victory is assured today. Somebody say, my victory is assured today.
My victory is assured today.
So your victory is assured. He says over in Psalms 34, verse 19. Let's look at this in the Amplified translation. Psalms 34, verse 19. Glory be to God. He says, many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous. I could begin to write a book over the different hardships and perplexing circumstances. I'm sure many of you can too, because there is a devil loose, and that devil wants to do everything that he can to give us an opportunity to throw in the towel, to cave in, and to quit. But we are not quitters. We got staying power. We have the ability to outlast opposition. We have supernatural strength. We have supernatural grace. We have all that we need to win in this life. And so he says that there'll be many hardships and perplexing circumstances. But look at what he says. But the Lord rescues him or her from them all. I said he's a rescuer this morning. My God, you can be determined to go off on the cliff. Just don't know. Maybe you're in ignorance. Maybe situations just something that came back from the past, But I'm telling you, he'll get you right off that cliff. His grace, his mighty hand, the hand of the Lord will just begin to come along and scoop you up and say, here, my child, I have a plan for your life. I have a good plan for you. And so he says, but the Lord rescues them, rescues him from them all. Some of you may have children who are, you know, gathering testimony, doing what they want to do. But you know what? I find confidence in the scripture that says that he will rescue him and he will rescue them. He'll rescue us all. Glory be to God. He is a rescuer. I said he is a rescuer. Some of y'all know that it wasn't, but the Lord, if it were not for the Lord, you would not be here today. Rescuing you from yourself, rescuing you from your mess, rescuing you from your craziness, rescuing you from your rebellion, rescuing you from bondages and addictions in your life. I'm telling you this morning, he is a rescuer. Some of us didn't even know we needed to be rescued. Just living life, and all of a sudden, his goodness just begins to manifest. And then in the midst of it all, he just begins to reveal and to show his plan. Now, look over at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. We're going to look at this from two translations. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. We're going to look at it from the Amplified, and we also want to look at it from the Message translation. Because we've been talking about battles. We've been talking about how, you know, we have to show up when we looked at how David showed up for the battle. You can't win any battle that you're not willing to show up for. You can't run. You can't hide. You can't act like it doesn't exist. You got to show up. And then you can't run was what we talked about last time. Don't run from the battle. You don't have any reason to run. Goliath was strutting around. He was trying to intimidate them in the midst of everything that was going on to make them think that, you know, he was bigger than anything else there. He was bigger than God. And so, you know, we have to remind ourselves of who we are and what it is that we have on the inside of us, to not be afraid, that we are bigger than our fears. The size of the battle doesn't have anything to do with our God. God is big. He is bigger than any giant. He is bigger than any problem. He is bigger than any circumstance. He is big. We're not talking about a little God. Some of y'all's gods is too small. That's the problem right there. You think your God can't do anything. You think you got to help God along. You think that it's about, you know, your part and then God doing his part. No, God is big. He doesn't need you. If you think that you can't overcome, if you think you can't win, you think you can't come out of that thing, your God is too small. And so we have to look at the perspective in our lives and begin to realize that he is Jehovah. He is El Elyon. He is Jehovah Gamola. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah Rafika. He is God. He is big, and he will do what needs to be done. All he wants us to do is to trust him, to realize that our victory is assured. Our victory is accomplished. Our victory belongs to us. So it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal. Because sometimes we just surprise, good God. But, you know, we have to remind ourselves, okay, Lord, help me not to be surprised because I had not expected this. So he says, beloved, do not. You know you got teenagers. Why are you surprised that they gonna start liking and hormones and stuff? Don't. He says, do not be surprised. You know you married that person. Why are you surprised when it start getting a little rocky? That's what marriage is. It's work. It's gonna get rocky sometimes. You know, you at that job, you know that corporate can be very messy and political. He says, do not be surprised. Amen? Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is taking place. We can just put a period right there. Can we just put a period right there that is taking place? He says, don't be surprised, beloved, because it's going to take place. It's going to happen. In this world, you're going to have some tribulations, some tests, and some trials. You're going to have people to talk about you. You're going to have folks who may just, you know, do all kinds of things. But he says, it is going to take place. You know why? To test you. To try you. People are going to try you. He says that is to test the quality of your faith. What's the quality of your faith? Does your faith just disappear when hard times come? Does your quality of your faith, you know, you don't act like a Christian anymore when the fiery ordeal, when you just turn into a whole different person? It's like, no. What's the quality of your faith? Because that faith comes from God, and it's the God kind of faith that is on the inside of us. That faith that can move a mountain. He says, just a mustard seed faith. If we believe and not doubt in our heart, we shall have whatever we believe. So it is designed to test the quality of your faith as though something strange or unusual were happening to you. Look at what it says in the Message translation. As though something were happening to you. He says, friends, when life gets really difficult, really difficult. This pandemic, I'm telling you, it got really difficult. Isolation, mental capacity was under an all-time attack, the competency. When life gets really difficult, jobs were lost, businesses were closed. When life gets really difficult. I'm seeing this person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. None of us have any breaks from each other. When life gets really difficult. These kids are trying me, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your patience. When life gets difficult, friends, he says, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. God is on the job. He hadn't left the throne. I said, God is on the job. He's on the job. What are we doing?
Are you trying to ignore the trouble spots in your life? In Taffy Dollar's three-part series, How to Have Hope When It's Hard, she uncovers how to find victory in the midst of trials. This series is available for a love gift of only $20 or more for CDs or $30 or more for DVDs. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours. Activate a new response to adversity.
Your story is just beginning. The 2024 Change Experience Tour is where you need to be. Meet Creflo Dollar on Friday, April 26th at the Centennial Memorial Temple in New York, New York, to be renewed by the Word and reminded that you are made new in Christ. Your story isn't over. RSVP today. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen.
Jesus died to save the entire world. Today, he's training us in grace so that we can go out and influence someone else's life. That's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision and you help us in so many ways to reach those who are searching for hope in the midst of darkness. Thank you for empowering us to expand God's kingdom worldwide.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
Salvation is the beginning of a new life for a believer. It is from this point that we can move into the fullness of who God has called us to be and see the manifestation of the finished works of Jesus. It is one of my greatest pleasures to help people to understand who Christ is and to lead people to Christ. If you would like salvation today, pray this prayer with me. Very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he died, that he rose again, and that he lives today. Come into my life. Save me. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, that's how simple it is. Welcome to the family of God.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.